Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats are to talk about impeachment and congressional investigations of President Trump when they gather later today for what's being called a members-only caucus meeting. In a letter on Sunday, Speaker Nancy Pelosi hinted the administration's refusal to give Congress and intelligence community whistleblowers complaint about possible presidential misconduct could shift their strategy. And Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro of Texas says it should.
If you do nothing, you are normalizing his behavior, you're encouraging him to continue doing things like this, and you're encouraging future presidents to take the same liberties and abuse power.
President Trump is to address the United Nations General Assembly this morning. He says he'll be talking about growing tensions with Iran and will be discussing aggressive U.S. sanctions that he says are putting great pressure on the Tehran government. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Puerto Rico shaken last night by a magnitude 6.0 earthquake, but no major damage has been reported. Now Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands are bracing for a visit from Tropical Storm Karen. Eric Blake is with the National Hurricane Forecasting Center.
We expect Karen to pass near over Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands later today. But the main threat with Karen is extremely heavy rainfall. Rainfall accumulation of 2 to 4 inches of isolated totals of 8 inches are possible in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands.
Meanwhile, insurance companies say over 10,000 claims for vehicle flood damage had been filed as of yesterday as a result of Imelda's trek through Texas. FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program does provide coverage for flood damage to homes and businesses. Private auto insurance covers the cost of damage to flooded cars and trucks. Volunteers working today to get people registered to vote as it's National Voter Registration Day. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
On the first day of the annual United Nations General Assembly, world leaders got scolded by a young woman about their inaction on climate change.
They were reprimanded by 16-year-old Greta Thunberg of Sweden.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Many of the world leaders are trying to determine the best methods to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 2020. I'm John Clemens.
Negotiators for General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union and GM are trying again today to reach a deal to end what's now a 9-day strike. Nearly 50,000 GM workers off the job in the longest GM strike since 1970. The automaker has already temporarily laid off thousands of workers at facilities in the U.S. and Canada, as the union is looking for better pay and the preservation of existing health care plans. And Lockheed Martin has a new contract to build a half dozen space shuttles, as NASA is working to meet President Trump's goal of returning astronauts to the moon. The company announcing on Monday it's won a $4.6 billion deal to build those shuttles. NASA's Artemis program aims to return astronauts to the moon by 2024. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live. Hey, it's the way we roll, you know, because we're serious about saving this country. I know you are too, ladies and gentlemen, and good to have you along with us, picking up your oar and doing your part, because this is a government of for by we the people, which commands the people to be activated. The reason that we're in the mess we're in right now is because too many of this country got too busy. I mean, I understand we have a breadth of responsibilities, but in that realm of responsibilities we have is this country. We've got to hold them accountable. With us right now is the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. I used to say Shiloh, but you know, there in Israel they say Shiloh, so I have to be appropriate. Our good friend David Rubin joins us right now. David, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Speaking to you from Shiloh. How's that?
Oh, now you're going to go Shiloh. You're going to go Neil Diamond on me now. Okay, all right. After you were so kind, this is the thing, you know, David knows that I'm a student and a theologian, and I'm a student of the Bible, and of course we read Hebrew words, and you know, and I'm always not only curious about the deeper meaning of the Hebrew words, but also the correct pronunciation. So for so many years, you know, I'd introduce him as the mayor of Shiloh, Israel, and one day he was kind enough to gently correct me and say, well, you know, the proper way. And I said, well, I want to be proper. So anyway, but thank you for your patience.
Yeah, well, I want people to understand. So even though sometimes I do say Shiloh, which is the proper pronunciation, mm-hmm. the way that most Americans understand it is Shiloh. So we really could go either way.
Right. Well, but you know, as my mother would say, you know what I meant. That was, you know, shortly followed by a quick little left jab to the side of my head. So, you know, just to, you know, shake things loose to make sure that I understood what she meant. She was such a loving mother. I miss her dearly. But David, hey, look, you're in Israel right now. A lot's been going on. You've had your second election in a short number of months here, and it's still a toss-up. So what's going to happen between, you know, Danny Gantz and Benjamin Netanyahu?
Right. Well, look, Benny Gantz is the left-of-center candidate. Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime minister, current prime minister, and the right-of-center candidate. The two of them had ended in a virtual tie in their election, but neither of them has more than 25% of the votes, mm-hmm. Or 25% of the seats in the Knesset, in the Israeli parliament, which means that each of them would have from the smaller parties in order to have a majority governing or governable coalition. And that's the problem. So right now, it looks like the solution may be that they're going to go together. It's very possible. No one knows for sure. It's going to be several weeks of negotiation, but it's possible that they might join together and have what they call a unity coalition, which would include the two biggest parties, the left of center, blue and white, and the right of center, Likud.
Well, isn't that more favorable than going to the outside groups to try to come up with some sort of ruling majority that would involve more radicals?
Well, it's easier. It's easier to for the two biggest parties to go together. But the problem is that all along, Gantz of the left of center, blue and white party, has been leaning to the left, and it's been clear that his natural partners in the coalition would be the more left-wing parties, and Netanyahu's natural partners would be those that have been with him all along, which is the further right parties. So it depends. It really depends on what you want. What policy you'd like the government to have.
Right.
If you want to have a more right wing religious pro religious policy, then you're going to go with Netanyahu and hope that he has a right wing coalition. If you want a more lenient approach, sort of a weaker approach towards Israel's enemies, or if you want to create a Palestinian state in the biblical heartland of Israel, then you would go with the left-wing parties. And if you just want to have a stable government that has a strong majority coalition, then you would encourage the two of them to somehow find a way to work together.
Well, I understand that Benny Gantz doesn't want to necessarily give up leadership. He feels like he has every right to the leadership as Bibi Netanyahu, right?
Well, he got the most votes. His party got a very slight amount more than Netanyahu's Likud. The problem, though, with that is that the Likud has more recommendations. In other words, the way that a coalition is formed in Israel generally, the way that a candidate to choose the coalition to be the prime minister and to put together the coalition, the way that he's chosen is not by being the head of the largest party. It's by being the head of the party that has the most parties, the most members of the Knesset that want him to be the prime minister.
I see.
This is done with consultation after the election. The president, which is usually a ceremonial post, but except after the election, he's the one who chooses who's going to get the mandate to form the coalition. And he bases it on who has the most political parties that want him to be prime minister, not based on how many votes he gets.
I see. And then, of course, Bibi Netanyahu has a little bit of baggage that he's been carrying with him these past few months.
Well, he's had a difficult time. There was talk about how he's going to possibly be indicted for corruption charges. But you could be indicted and still be prime minister.
Of course. How serious a problem, David, is this? I mean, because we hear reports that run the full gamut that in many ways is similar to, you know, fake news and the calls for impeachment of Donald Trump, that there seems to be some similar relationship between what Bibi Netanyahu is going and went through and what Donald Trump has been enduring.
News. There seems to be something to it. Whether it's something that's really indictable, whether it's something that for which he will be found guilty, that remains to be seen. And of course, you're innocent until proven guilty in this country.
Right. right. Well, supposedly in our country, too, but the Democrats lately have been able to discover the court of public opinion where you're guilty for you're guilty first, and it's just been running amok. It's all kinds of fun here.
Yeah.
See, aren't you glad you're in Israel?
Well, I have to tell you, the left wing in Israel is just as vicious and just as unfair.
Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We got more from David Rubin. He is the author of the book Trump and the Jews, and we'll continue our conversation after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife who was diagnosed with leukemia. She's now a two-time survivor. They ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they're so thankful for that, how people came together to meet their needs. MediShare works, and it could save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
Fact is, we really need you to know and to believe, because that's important. Otherwise, we end up with 16-year-old girls from Sweden who think they know, and that's very dangerous when we're running on raw emotions. Our conversation with the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, is with us, David Rubin, live from Israel. He is the author of his new book, Trump and the Jews. Interesting that, you know, in the timing of all this, David, how significant Donald Trump's presidency has been to Israel and the Jews, especially in light of his announcement that the United States, once and for all, even though this had been agreed on for decades, that the presidents of the United States would acknowledge that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And Donald Trump made that real clear that that is the case.
Well, could you imagine if Israel had an angry 16-year-old girl speaking to the UN about the terrorism that Israel has faced and that it's an existential threat to our survival? Could you imagine that? Do you think that it would get much attention by the UN? And the UN is wasting its time with this angry 16-year-old Swedish girl who's blaming climate change and people's insensitivity for ruining her life. I just found the whole thing bizarre. I know you didn't ask me about that, Bill.
Well, no. It's all part and parcel with the unhinging of reasonable people, David. I mean, you're exactly right. You have this clear contrast that comes out. And, you know, the thing is that it has always bothered me, you know, throughout my development, is that when people have a problem, they want to go on and address everybody instead of the person. Instead of where the problem is, instead of going to China and India, where there is such abuse of the climate because of the population and, you know, it's developing, it's the developmental process that those nations are in respectively, that they are adding, they're not helping the problem, but yet we give her a stage in the United States, who has probably led the way when it comes to environmental issues. Israel the same way. So why not just, you know, why don't you go to China and why don't you go to India and talk to them about, you know, foregoing their straws? Because there's so much plastic in their rivers there that, you know, what, I don't know, according to research out of Stockholm or out of Germany, I believe was, eight out of the 10 top polluting rivers and contributors to this whole threat that she's referring to in terms of plastics and whatever in the environment exist in India and in China. But no, let's go to the United States and make the United States feel guilty or something. I don't, you know, that stuff always bothers me.
Yeah, so I did see that speech, and you know, so all that I'm saying is let's put things in perspective.
Yes.
You know, it's just, you know, we're facing total destruction from an Iranian nuclear bomb and from 150,000 Hezbollah missiles that are pointed at our major cities being supported by Iran, and Hamas rockets facing our cities from the south. Mm-hmm. and terrorism from Palestinians within Israel, and all of this, that is an existential threat, but it would never get the attention from that cesspool that is called the UN.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. But, you know, here it is, and let me tell you, there are many Americans that are galled that we invest so much money in the UN for this kind of circus that takes place. George W. Bush indicted them, went after them, and negated them, and thought maybe he might shame them into some level of responsibility. But their agenda is so fixed, David, and it's so anti-American, and why America continues to support it is a mystery to me.
Very true. Very
I'm
true.
Just
now,
saying.
As far as what you were asking about the current issue with Iran and Saudi Arabia, where the Iranians apparently attacked Saudi Arabia's oil fields and severely crippled their production. that it might be having on the economy. Thank God the economy is still doing okay. The American economy doesn't seem to have been affected by it, because the United States, under President Trump, has become oil self-sufficient once again.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Those are all good things. However, it is a threat. It is a threat to an American ally from Iran, and Iran has its intention to threaten American allies and to not just threaten them, but in this case attack them, mm-hmm. and has tried to attack Israel from Syria, has tried to use Syria as a base to attack Israel from, but Israel has not allowed that, and we've been attacking them. We've been taking the offense to them in Syria and in Lebanon, and it's not enough, frankly.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be a lot more aggressive in the coming days. But first, we're waiting to see how soon we're going to have a governing coalition that can address such issues.
Exactly. Well, Iran has made it clear that they're willing to pull out all stops to create all kinds of havoc on the Strait of Hormuz, which, you got 80% of the Mideast oil that flows through there, right?
That's very true. The Strait of Hormuz is a small area, which is a very narrow waterway in the Persian Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very critical area because most of the Western world's imported oil comes from the countries of the Persian Gulf, primarily Saudi Arabia.
Well, and what kind of effect would that have on their industry, David? I mean, of course, we know the Strait right there is a choke point. It's a natural choke point. And in the past, there's been, there's been demolition that has been laid out there, mines that have been put out to block. And it's been problematic. We went through that in the 70s. Certainly, I think that there's less... less impact, but impact nonetheless that would occur should Iran be able to create that kind of havoc.
Well, they've already been trying to create that havoc. Look, this is a response. It's a response to the American sanctions. The American sanctions have had an effect. President Trump's decisive move, which, by the way, I mentioned very clearly and in some detail in my book, Trump and the Jews, about mm-hmm. how President Trump has done that. And it's been a step-by-step approach. First of all, pulling out of the Iran deal, the Iran nuclear deal that Obama and his people had signed,
mm-hmm.
Along with the European allies, which basically gave Iran billions of dollars, carte blanche, to do whatever they want in the Middle East and to create havoc in the rest of the Middle East and around the world by being a main supporter of terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Iran has been doing. So President Trump said, okay, all deals off.
Mm-hmm.
We are pulling out of that deal, and we are going to stop giving you those billions of dollars. The money is going to be cut off. We're going to sanction any countries and companies that do business with you. And as a result, we're going to cut off the money supply.
Mm-hmm.
And, when a wild dog is under attack, he tends to become more ferocious and lash out.
Exactly.
And that's what they seem to be doing in Saudi Arabia.
Dave, we've got about 30 seconds left here, real quick. My question is, where are the other allies of the JPOA? Why aren't they jumping on board with Trump? They seem rather slow in doing that.
They are afraid. They are afraid. They're running after their own tail, and they are afraid to take a stand against Iran.
Well, the book, Trump and the Jews, available at all the usual places. It's linked on our website. David, how can the people be in touch with you?
The best thing is to go to davidrubinisrael.com. DavidRubinIsrael.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats are to talk about impeachment and congressional investigations of President Trump when they gather later today for what's being called a members-only caucus meeting. In a letter on Sunday, Speaker Nancy Pelosi hinted the administration's refusal to give Congress and intelligence community whistleblowers complaint about possible presidential misconduct could shift their strategy. And Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro of Texas says it should.
If you do nothing, you are normalizing his behavior, you're encouraging him to continue doing things like this, and you're encouraging future presidents to take the same liberties and abuse power.
President Trump is to address the United Nations General Assembly this morning. He says he'll be talking about growing tensions with Iran and will be discussing aggressive U.S. sanctions that he says are putting great pressure on the Tehran government. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Dreamy silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea.
Back with you, America. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day as always. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the fall colors are coming upon us, the crisp air, all that good stuff, huh? The break from the high summer temperatures that come with the fall season. However, you know, busy back-to-school schedules and the holiday rush comes along with it. And as a busy pet parent, it's important to check in with our pets regularly, right? I think you would agree. We got to make sure that they stay healthy and, you know, and they're looked after. So when it comes to helping Fido enjoy life to the fullest, there are some things to keep in mind. Dr. Lisa Lipman is back with us, and she's going to provide the latest health and safety tips on caring for our furry friends, from dispensing seasonal tips to providing advice on what to do if Fido wanders off during the hustle and bustle of busy season. I thought you were watching him. You know how that goes around the house. I mean, we have that same kind of response, trying to keep and wrangle all our kids together, Lisa. I got to tell you, Dr. Lisa Lipman, a veterinarian, joins us. Lisa, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, always good. Let's talk about the top pet health and safety tips. Give us some.
Yeah, great. So the number one thing is going to be preventative care. So making sure your pet is healthy and preventing them from even getting sick in the first place. So having regular vet visits. So once a year for most animals, and on the, if your animal is on the older side, twice a year, about every 6 months, is really recommended. Staying up to date on flea and tick and heartworm prevention monthly, getting their vaccines, getting regular fecals. That's all so important. Next is going to be staying active. So just like me or you, you know, it's really important for dogs to get at least 30 minutes of exercise daily, at least. And so if they can't do that, then go ahead and, if you can't do that because I know we're all busy, then go ahead and get a walker. It's just that important that they're mentally and physically stimulated every day.
Don't you love that part? I mean, this whole pet business, how it's evolved, because we are busy, we want pets, but walkers are a godsend.
Yeah, walkers really are a godsend, and now, you know, there are apps and services that really make it so you have no excuse. So it's really easy to get your pet out there. So, like, wag walking, it's a great thing to have.
You know, Lisa, you mentioned bugs. I mean, you know, you think with the fall season, maybe there would be less bugs, but, you know, bugs are, you know, they're all the time, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are, and it's a really big misnomer now that you know, now that it's the colder season, that they go away. Actually, it's the opposite. This is the biggest time of year that we see fleas and ticks, and so this is when they are really clamoring for that warm meal to stay alive, and so they come out with a vengeance at this time. So it's really important to, you know, keep your pet on that flea and tick prevention and be aware of those certain weather hazards.
Now, when we take our pets out for a walk or play a game of fetch, you know, what should we be watching out for?
Yeah, it's so important to be prepared and just be, you know, in the know for worst-case scenario. So the first thing that you want to do is file a lost pet report within about a 60-mile radius of your town, so with every veterinarian and every shelter that you can think of. Use social media. Search by foot and by car. You know, get out there and really search for your pet. That's how you're going to find them. The other thing you can do would be to create peace of mind by having a tag, like the WAG tag. So the WAG tag is a smart tag that was created from the inventors of WAG, the dog walking app, and it's got a QR code scanner on the back of the tag, and so anybody can get info from that by just scanning it with their phone. You just put your phone up to it and get that information, and then you'll be able to know so much more than a traditional tag. So, for example, their veterinary records will be there. So does your dog need insulin? Does it need medication at a certain time? Does it come to a certain nickname? Does it prefer certain treats? So all of that will be right there for you so that you can keep your pet as safe as possible and then return them as soon as possible.
Outstanding. Well, we're talking with Dr. Lisa Lippman. She is a doctor of veterinary medicine, one of the most followed and socially influential veterinarians in the U.S., nationally respected by media outlets such as Dr. Oz Inside Edition, of course, here at BillMartinezLive.com as well. That's why we appreciate her insight. You got a little ahead of me, and we're talking about losing our dogs, but I wanted to particularly talk about, you know, we take our pets out to the park or on walks, and, you know, what should we be looking out for, you know, to make sure our pets are protected?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, anything can happen there. Even here in New York City, we go to the dog park and it says, watch for hawks, you know. So for little dogs, certainly things can just come from the sky and anything can happen. But more commonly, you know, garbage on the street. So chicken bones, food. I've seen dogs get into things like drugs. Things on the street are definitely a common hazard. Other dogs, making sure that your dog is friendly with other dogs. You know, the main thing here is to keep them on a leash so that you have control of them at all times. You know, a lot of people think, you just like you said, you know, you turn around for 1 second or they see a squirrel or, you know, another animal and off they go. That's just way more enticing than staying with you even though you think that they'll want to. So keeping them on a leash is number one, and never letting them off that leash unless you're in an enclosed area.
You know, there's so much talk these days about environmental hazards. I mean, we just had a big lawsuit on Roundup and that sort of thing, and it made me wonder, you know, like with our dog going, you know, what are we exposing him to, you know?
Yeah, with the flea and tick medication.
Well, so, not so much. But I'm just talking about
daily outside.
Yeah, you know, you're out there, you know, letting the dog run around in the garden, and if Roundup is a problem for people, what kind of problem is Roundup for our dogs? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I see those signs on the lawns all the time. You know, do not walk. But for some reason, people think, you know, the dogs can walk on them. I would not recommend that at all. So
exactly.
Yeah, keeping them on a leash, you'll have full control of them and be able to take them where you go. You know, that's what I say in general is, you know, if it's too hot for you, it's too hot for them. If it's too cold for you, it's too cold for them. So just think about what would make you comfortable, and then pretty much they're right there with you.
Exactly. Well, with you being in New York, I mean, there's lots of asphalt there, and you say, you know, be mindful, use protective gear such as booties or even paw wax. I didn't know about paw wax. I mean, that's good to know.
Yeah, paw wax is definitely really helpful for dogs who don't like booties or won't keep them on. You can put just a little protective layering between that and their paw, and then, you know, if it's cold and there's salt on the ground, you want to make sure to just wipe your dog's paws off as soon as possible. But if it's really hot, then make sure to, you know, not let your dog walk on there for too long. If it's too hot for you, again, it's too hot for them, so just avoid that area.
Well, you know, and wiping their paws, I mean, that's, when you really think about it, I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, that is such common sense, because the dogs are out there, they're walking all over the place, and heaven knows what they bring back with them in between their little toes and that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been found that shoes are bringing, like, the most toxins of the house, you know, out of anything. So their paws can certainly do it, and their paws are just also much more sensitive than people tend to think.
Yes. And I want to talk again a little bit more about smart tags. As responsible dog owners, you know, we always want to be aware of the risk of a missing dog. And you said earlier that we can rest easy by fitting them with a smart dog tag. We've got about a minute left. Tell them a little bit more about that.
The smart dog tag, you know, in particular that I'm talking about, which I've never seen anything like, is the WAG tag, brought to you again by the makers of the dog walking app, WAG. And so anybody can use it. You just put your phone up to it and put the camera on it. It scans. It gives you all the information you need to keep that pet safe. And you can find that at tag.wagwalking.com.
Wow, that's a great idea. Lisa Lipman, as I said, one of the most followed and socially influential vets in the U.S. Lisa, really appreciate your time. And again, let's remind everybody as we wrap it up where they can go for more information.
So you want to go to tag.wagwalking.com. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This is sponsored by Abbott. Each year, more than 48 million Americans undergo a surgery. What many don't realize is that preparing for surgery is like training for a marathon. It's important to make sure your body has the strength and energy it needs to help you get back on your feet. Dr. Paul Wischmeyer, professor of anesthesiology and surgery at Duke University, has seen firsthand how nutrition can have a beneficial impact on people's recovery.
A common misconception is people should avoid eating in the days and hours before surgery. But scientific evidence and guidelines, like those from the American Society for Enhanced Recovery, now recommend specific nutrition drinks in the weeks prior, the day of, and weeks after surgery to improve patient outcomes.
Abbott's Ensure Surgical Bundle can help you regain your strength after a procedure. It includes specially designed nutrition drinks to support immune health and help your body prepare for and recover from surgery so you can get back to living your life. Learn more at Ensure.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Rachel Alexander joining us. Rachel, of course, senior editor at The Stream. Go to thestream.org for everything you need to know, of course. Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, good to have you here. Boy, I'll tell you, the outrage over this Kavanaugh impeachment thing continues. I mean, the Dems just don't, they don't believe in stopping. They figure, hey, we'll just revive the whole issue, bring it back one more time. And a lot of facts are out there, especially with, you got Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino and Ryan Lovelace's book, Search and Destroy. You know, it's just so much, you know, incriminating evidence against the machinations of the Democrats and what they did to invalidate this nomination by the president of Brett Kavanaugh.
And I don't understand why. I mean, he's already, you know, on the Supreme Court now. It's very highly unlikely they're going to be able to impeach him. You know, the evidence you can call it evidence that they brought up against him. You know, this shady stuff where the woman, you know, doesn't even recall the apparent incident where,
it's a light accusation at best, certainly not evidence. I don't see where evidence is. I'm with you on that.
Right. So I don't see why they're continuing to push this. It's like beating a dead horse.
Well, because there's no consequence for it. Look what happened with Blasey Ford. I mean, her and especially her attorney, an officer of the court, and you know better, Rachel, on this. I mean, there are standards. When you're an officer of the court and you bring
evidence to bear. Of course, you know, I guess the laws are still loose when it comes to the court of public opinion. You can get away with all kinds of unethical maneuvers, which seems to be the case, because as you recall, when Blasey Ford came into play here, people are going, what's her motivation? What's why would she do this? Well, I guess maybe she must be sincere. Maybe something happened. You know, everybody starts questioning their own understanding and trying to, you know, check themselves to make sure that they're not overreading or thinking that there were ulterior motives to her coming forth.
Yeah, well, I wrote an article about her ulterior motives, which was she wanted to taint his decisions on abortion in the future. So every time he made a decision on abortion, people would think, oh, this guy just hates women. This guy is just a misogynist, blah, blah, blah. And so her motives were not pure. She wasn't trying to just, you know, inform the public about a bad misdeed that, you know, she claimed he had done. She wanted to taint his record on the court.
And that came out clear here recently with Deborah Katz, her attorney, saying as much, which it's like, wait a minute, we gave her a lot of compassion for her situation, and then now we find out we got worked?
Yeah, I mean, her own attorney was in on the you know, scam with her, and, you know, blatantly admitted it in a speech recently. I mean, these people are so arrogant that they don't even try to hide their misdeeds.
But there's no sanction against her, no censure, no consequence when she comes out and says, oh, yeah, well, she was, you know, highly motivated by Roe v. Wade. She was threatened by that. And then also you find out that Blasey Ford was being employed by the company that manufactures an abortion pill.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, you know, what did they do instead of, you know, censuring them or some kind of punishment? They come out with this other story of this other woman, you know, who doesn't even remember this the incident. So, I mean, it's like they're just going at it nonstop. They're not going to give up, and I don't see where they're going to get with it. All I can think of is they're using it to taint maybe, you know, Trump's next Supreme Court nominee.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, they sense that there could be one, maybe two more, especially if President Trump is reelected. There could be two more vacancies that he fills. They're already going nuts because look at how many judges that he has, you know, he's gotten confirmed. I mean, far and away in 3 years than what Barack Obama was able to do in 8.
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal, especially in, like, liberal states like California. All the judges he's getting in there. Yeah. And so the liberals are just going nuts.
Yeah, so they're greatly threatened by this. But interesting to your earlier point, even RBG has come back, Justice Ginsburg, and says that she respects Kavanaugh.
Well, she's more of an old-fashioned type of liberal. And, you know, she's not this new generation that just tries to attack and destroy everyone. I mean, she actually treats people with courtesy and respect. Remember, she used to go to the opera with Scalia.
Exactly. Yeah, they were best of friends, you know, to read, you know, Scalia's report on it, and that they hung out quite a bit and had a lot in common when it came to cultural issues and things. So I thought it was quite interesting, you know, to say the least. So, yeah, I would agree with that perspective there. But again, you know, Rachel, if there's no consequence, you know, when people bring this to bear, whether it's the media or attorneys, you know, if there's no consequence whatsoever, they will continue to do it because they got away with it. You know, like Harry Reid said when he lied about Mitt Romney's tax returns, and he kind of giggled and said, well, he didn't get elected president, did he?
Right. They've lost their moral compass. And
yes,
it's all about, you know, the ends, you know, the ends justify the means, and so you can do whatever you want. It's Saul Alinsky tactic to get there.
Exactly. Well, I also wanted to address another article that you wrote about regarding, you know, big tech. The massive amounts of money, they're going to politicians. You have Google already saying, according to one whistleblower, there's no way that they're going to allow Donald Trump to get reelected, although we also found out recently that Google was all in for 2016. They had prejudiced the information and, you know, the links on conservative issues, anything that could have been perceived as supporting Donald Trump. Google didn't even have a thumb on the scale. They had body parts on the scale, and this was proven by a Hillary Clinton, not an operative, but a supporter, Dr. Robert Epstein, and he did extensive research, and of all the tech companies, he found Google to be inordinately prejudiced in putting their thumb on the scale.
Oh, they're one of the worst, and they lie about it. And, you know, for years, they have been the biggest contributor to politicians, whether it's through campaign donations or lobbyists. They've contributed, you know, millions and millions of dollars, and that's to stop the politicians from investigating them. And so far, you know, the calls for investigations of these big tech companies are decreasing. It's their big money. It's working to protect them.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, and here we've gone through all this Russia collusion stuff and everything else and looking for outside interference. But the interference that has been taking place has happened on a grand scale domestically. And Google loves it when we're talking about Russia, because we're not talking about Google or any of these other big tech companies that have had, you know, have crossed the line when it comes to a fair election here in our country.
Oh, and Google can affect search results. So when you do a search on Trump or an election, you're going to pull up all the Russia collusion stuff right towards the top. Google's going to make sure, you know, they control so much. They control, you know, what news we see. They control what search results we get. It's freaky when you consider how much influence they have over our life.
And it's all these tech companies. I don't care what Zuckerberg says and others would say that they strive to maintain a balance. The cultures of these organizations are so they're so set that it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, you've got conservative employees, whether it's this whistleblower on Google, there's been other whistleblowers, including, you know, against Facebook, warning us that they're prejudiced. The culture is so, they're so in the mix here that hiring conservatives is not going to be the answer. In fact, didn't they have a conservative advisor that they got rid of here recently, because, you know, it just wasn't culturally compatible.
Yeah, I think I'd heard about that. And, you know, that is a way that they could solve it, but they're not going to. They're so arrogant. They're so infested with so many liberals. You know, I put in my article that 94% of employee donations from these big tech companies went to Democrats. That's telling you, like, 94% of the employees at these companies are Democrats.
Yeah, that's almost impossible in a supposedly apolitical environment, right?
Right. And, you know, they will tell you, you know, and without blinking, that they are objective and they are apolitical, and we all know it's just a big lie.
Real quick, got about a minute and a half, since we're on the topic of big tech. What's going on with investigative reporter Laura Loomer?
Oh, yeah. She has a lawsuit that's being allowed to proceed against these big tech companies for banning her. And this is good news because, you know, they've gotten away with it so far in the first D.C. Circuit Court. I'm sorry, D.C. Federal Court had dismissed her lawsuit, but she appealed to the D.C. Circuit Court, and they said, no, you might have merits in your lawsuit. So they're letting it go ahead, and these companies might get in trouble for discrimination.
Well, that could be a big win for, you know, for the conservative voice. What do you think?
Oh, I think it would be huge. I mean, at that point, you're saying government can come in and actually regulate these companies for discriminating against conservatives.
This is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, we're talking with Rachel Alexander. She is the senior editor at thestream.org. That's where you want to go. Rachel, as always, we appreciate the time and all the insight, and we look forward to continuing the conversation with you.
Thanks a lot, Bill. God bless.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930. You've seen